The question was asked, Bilam having prophecy, shouldn't he have had clarity in the direction he should have behaved if he sees Hashem and he knows Hashem's there, Hashem's talking to him? So our sages say that even prophets don't have clarity in the way Hashem runs the world. It says two things. Number one, our sages say that Bilam wasn't fit for prophecy, but Hashem gave him prophecy because there was an intention that he should reveal things and it should specifically come from someone outside Israel. And that was part of the point. Our sages also say that this was, so to speak, to answer up if the nations would ask, why did Hashem acquiesce to Moshe's request to remove prophecy from the nations, that prophets should only be from Israel? Hashem would say, look, I gave you prophets and look what they did with it. Meaning the Navi Yeshaya, when he speaks about the destruction of our enemies, weeps. He says, I weep over Moab. He says, I weep over their destruction when I see. He says, my heart goes out to them. My innards go out to them. That's one point. But our sages also say that when Hashem appeared to Cain, Hashem asked him, Ei Hevel Achicha, where is Hevel, your brother? So our sages say that Cain misunderstood that. He says, gee, if God doesn't know, he's asking me questions, so then I'll tell him, gee, how would I know, right? He thought he'd get away with it. So it seems that when Hashem asks questions, sometimes people mistake that to mean that Hashem doesn't really know. And our sages say the same thing happened to Bilam. That when Bilam was at home and the messengers came and asked him to come and curse the Jews, so Hashem asked him, Mi ha-nashim ha-eileimach? Who are those fellows who came to you? So Bilam said, gee, he doesn't really know what's going on in this world. If he's not so attached, I can get away with it. And there are a few places where we see, even with this prophecy, things weren't...
It's hard to imagine, but,
Yeah. I don't know, no. You see, that helps us understand how a prophet has b'chira chofshit, and that helps us understand why it was a test for Avraham Avinu, the binding of his son.
Even though he was told that the great generation would come after...
Right.
Yeah.
Meaning if a prophet really understands everything clearly, so Avraham had to think, if I slaughter him, I guess he'll come back to life. So Hashem has some plan. He told me Yitzchak is the future.
So maybe he did. That's why Yitzchak's sacrifice seemed even more magnificent.
But the Midrash says not that way. Yeah. The Midrash says Avram didn't understand. It's not that he said...
Right. Okay.
He has an answer. Okay.